But of course, farmers will plant based on the basic planning decisions, not on prices alone, but on relative prices that they see in the market in the spring when they're going to plant, or in the fall when they're buying inputs. When prices look to spring planting, we have seen, look as an example, one thing we look at is the soybean to corn price ratio, and roughly it's sitting at where it was this time last year at about 2.6. Of course, last year we saw more than 6 million additional acres of soybeans planted, and of course the question will be this year is with the acreage of corn and soybeans nearly equal in 2017, is there room for further soybean expansion at the expense of corn? So if I had a clicker here and I'd ask you all to text in your answers to that question. Or do we see agronomic and rotational issues limiting the ability for soybean area to overtake corn by a significant degree? I'll ask our Deputy Secretary to opine on that. Maybe not. All right, let's see what we see. Here's our acreage look for 2018. With commodity prices flat to slightly rising from last year, we expect acreage to remain similar to last year's acreage. For corn and soybeans, the current price expectation combined with rotational constraints do push the combined area to 100 million acres, evenly split between the two crops. So we can't choose which one we like above the other. 90 million acres for corn, 90 million for soybeans. We expect the continued expansion of trade in soybeans, however, will continue to put pressure on corn, but more likely other crop area in the future. Our latest long-term suggestion, baseline suggests that soybean area will match or exceed corn area for much of the next decade, supported by import demand from China. Wheat acreage is expected to reverse a four-year trend and expand slightly. While winter wheat seedings for 2018 were essentially flat, current price strength in spring wheat suggests that we could get some expanded area in the northern plains. Cotton area is expected to expand by over 5% as the last 2 years have seen favorable prices for cotton. Rice area is also expected to expand slightly up from 2017. And I'll just say we do see other feed grain expectations also moving up slightly, although we'll wait to see what our planting intentions look like in March before we settle down on our final balance sheets. But in summary, with commodity prices flat to rising and input prices from nitrogen to land rents to flat to falling, we expect a slight expansion in the overall eight crop area. I think it's worth noting the dominance of China in the soybean market will not only continue but grow in importance over the next decade. While we see more subtle changes for coarse grains and wheat and a much more diversified set of destinations. For soybeans, the story continues to hinge on China, which accounts for 65% of the total trade in soybeans. North Africa and Middle East currently account for between 20 and 30% of the trade in coarse grains and wheat. And we'll look out 10 years to see who will be buying in the future. Those trends are likely to continue with continued growth in soybean sales to China and grain sales to Africa and the Middle East. The U.S. export share of global trade will flatten but remain critical. We know that we saw a decline in the U.S. trade share over the last several years, but that decline is expected to slow. With our aggregate farm area, it remains largely constrained by production gains driven by increasing yields, which can vary from year to year. And we did note the rapid expansion of domestic ethanol production between 2007 and today. Our trade share in several commodities fell. And we know, of course, for soybeans, continued area growth in South America will erode our trade share and be affected as well by the need to supply increasing domestic crush demand.